everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute. This is Infocom 2017. We're in Orlando, Florida. My name is Victoria Barella. This guy right here next to me, his name is
Johnny Mota. This is the Trade Show Minute, as we previously mentioned on Rave Pubs Radio, and we are here live
with our guest,
Aurangzeb Khan, with LTS Systems, makers of organic gas systems. Hello, and thanks, Victoria.
Hello, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us and our guests.
I heard this is, rumor has it, this is your second Infocom?
Yes, and, bigger and better. It's been an amazing show for us already.
Very cool. So I also met you at ISC 2017 just a few months ago. So any great changes since then?
A couple of big ones. First at ISC, we won Best of Show, and really delighted with that. Best new PVC camera, and of course the funny part about that is there is no mechanical movement in our device. It's all because of intelligent zoom. We announced Panacast Micro, which is a more of a wonder collaboration with Gary weeks back, and it's just been amazing to see the market feedback. We've got 20 customers now using it already, in the last couple of weeks, and more coming in. It's a lot of traffic coming in today. We mentioned in one of the major technology sessions, and we drove a lot of good traffic and a lot of energy. I guess Whiteboard is so useful for universities and people who work. We all like to think of it. It extracts the whiteboard in the one and presents a second.
For anyone listening in, actually, let's back it up. Can you explain what this product is? And I see you brought it here for us to show.
Yeah. So. Well, our product, which is the Panacast 2 camera system, which consists of 3 miniaturized video cameras and processing design, which integrates and optimizes the video in real time, such as also, what intelligent zoom did is it then also used the sensing function of the cameras to automatically zoom in and out. Panacast Whiteboard does one more thing. It relies on human annotation or a marker. Anywhere in the 180 feet, if you imagine there's a whiteboard, it'll then extract the whiteboard no matter how big it is. And let's say you're looking at an angle, it'll square it up, make it look like you're standing straight in front of it, and it can enhance the contrast and give that to you in the second virtual camera. So when you're running a video conference, you can take the view of the people or the view of the camera or both at the same time.
Very cool. So your product is very unique, but explain to the listeners out there maybe what makes you different than any other product similar to this.
Yeah, there really isn't anything out there that does that. There are people trying to use distorting lenses, like ultra wide angle lenses, fisheye lenses, and they create two kinds of issues. One is, of course, the things look all curved, they don't look rectangular, they don't look square, but also the scale ratios are distorted. So things that are near look really bubble, the bubble effect. As you saw, it looks very natural.
Yeah, I tried on glasses at ISC 2017, and it was pretty cool. It was in live, correct? I was seeing everything live as if I put on the camera, or the camera was maybe put at a beach, and I was here and I was looking around, and I'm like, hey, I'm actually at the beach.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Yes, that's exactly that. We also sent it to virtual and augmented reality, and that was the virtual reality bullet algorithms running in the camera. I think when you try and two of them running synchronously to create a 3D effect, and that works with the Oculus or any kind of a display, head-mounted displays that you have. In this market here with video conferencing, a lot of people use it just with Zoom or Skype or WebEx or whatever service they like to use, just to improve how they work together. And then the whiteboard lets us let them share what they're drawing and kind of visual effect.
Do you see this being used in an office or collaborative space or education, or do you see this moving forward in other markets?
We're seeing a lot of interest from creative people, right? People, let's say, who are designing mechanical components or objects of that kind, but who are trying to share sort of visually powerful ideas that are not easy to explain in words, that are just very visual. The thing is, we just use a normal whiteboard. We don't need a fancy electronic whiteboard. So in that way, it's something everybody can use. We all have access to a $70 whiteboard.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. So if someone's not at Infocom 2017 and they are listening and want to check out your products maybe as they're listening in, where can they find you online?
Yeah, they're welcome to visit us, you know, getpanacast.com, getpanacast.com, and it'll give you a whole host of information.
Very cool. Do you have a social media presence? Are you maybe on Facebook, the company, or Twitter?
We are, Panacast1 on Twitter, and we do have a company Facebook presence, Priya Krishnan, the managers. Panacast1, so just always Panacast1.
Very easy to find. Johnny, if you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. I love the presentation. What booth number can Johnny see your products at?
Please come on by. It's a 3717.
3717?
3772.
3772. And that is the Panacast, right?
Panacast, yep. Now in black also.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Do you see this being used maybe in the future, like, I don't know, space or something?
Well, you know, we showed in March the world's first micro camera, which we built in Qualcomm. And that one, you know, this is pretty tiny, right?
Right.
Well, that one is really cool. It's just two smartphone cameras. Imagine the camera in your smartphone. You put two of them side by side.
Okay.
And then our core IP is running in the Qualcomm. So it'll be something like a smartphone, smaller than a smartphone.
Nice. So, that product you're mentioning versus this one, what is the difference? Why would you use this one in one space versus the other?
You know, this is what's a product. It's shipping. You know, it's real right now. The other one is more of a technology. It's going to take us a couple of years to get that into a commercial product. But there's so many markets where people are looking for real-time cameras, not only for collaboration, but think about cars, drones, smart cities, you know, the whole idea of ambient intelligence. All of them need intelligent vision systems, and that's kind of the area where
Very nice. And well, I'm happy that, you know, there's a lot of great feedback coming this year at InfoComm 2017 and even at ISC 2017 in February. So that was really fun to come by and check it out.
Thank you. Yeah. Please come on by, Johnny. It'd be great to bring you here too. Yeah, it's been a great show already, and we can't wait. The excitement and the energy has been awesome.
Awesome. If you were not able to catch us live, I guess you wouldn't be listening now, but if your friends didn't catch it live, this podcast, they can find this later posted at ravepubs.com/InfoComm2017. And if you'd like to listen in to other scheduled podcasts, maybe tomorrow or Friday, you can check us out at ravepubs.com/InfoComm2017/live. Rave Pubs is also on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter as @RavePubs. I am on Twitter at @BarellaVictoria_. So that's BarellaVictoria_. Johnny, where are you in the world?
I'm at JMO3, and of course you can catch @RavePubsRadio on Twitter to follow other shows like Victoria's, Coffee with Millennial Z, or my other show, AV Insider, as long as all the other awesome shows that have their individual unique personalities. You can catch all that at RavePubs.com under the RavePubsRadio tab.
We'd like to eventually maybe get you on our personal shows as well, like Coffee with Millennial Z, maybe talk to the younger generation about, hey, you know, this is the generation, and then here it is.
We'd love to do that. Actually, you know, the fun thing about our company, maybe something to disclose with, is we have just a classic Silicon Valley company, huge diversity in terms of ages, well, of course, genders, but also ethnicities, backgrounds, and education.
Great.
So the cool thing is we've got a whole group of millennials now that are driving our marketing and helping shape our products.
That's great.
It's been fun.
Very cool. Where are you guys based out of?
Cupertino, California.
Oh, okay. Very cool. And then your AV Insider show? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's awesome. You should probably just go to ravefolks.com and then head over to the Rave Radio tab. Check out AV Insider. My show is kind of like a one-on-one, like you and I would talk about the products. Hey, who are you? What's the company? What's your personal background? Maybe this is your first job ever. Maybe this is your 100th job. But you love this one because Panacast is so unique and it's shaping the future. What products you have, what's moving forward, how you're unique, and then just you know, new technologies and how you're changing the world.
Lots to talk about.
Yeah,
you know, it's a
so
really
much.
Exciting time because we feel like video is transforming how people connect. And actually now, not only that, but also, you know, think about computers. We used to program them, right? Like write code and tell them what to do. Now they learn by themselves.
Yeah.
And they learn
that's scary.
Machine learning.
And they learn by using cameras. And So we're building the cameras that let machines learn how to deal with the real world. So a little scary, but exciting.
It is exciting. As long as they don't take over.
It's coming.
Thank you so much for coming on our show, though. We appreciate your time
on
the trade show.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, you can catch this recording later on at ravepubs.com/infocom2017. This has been the Trade Show Minute.